From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And coming up, we'll talk with military analyst Andrew Bacevich about U.S. involvement in the crisis in Iraq.
But first, the news making waves and tremors in Oklahoma. Since January, Oklahoma has had 200 earthquakes of a magnitude 3.0 or greater. California's had just 140. Some say it may be related to oil and gas exploration, water used in fracking, or the drilling of wells to hold water runoff. Austin Holland is a research seismologist at the Oklahoma Geological Survey. He joins us from the studios of KGOU in Norman. And Austin, what do you think is going on here?
A lot of people are saying, well, it has to be due to hydraulic fracturing. Well, fortunately, hydraulic fracturing is a very quick process, and so that's an easy question to answer. And we do see some earthquakes caused by hydraulic fracturing, but we can't explain all these earthquakes through hydraulic fracturing. And the reason we can say that is many of these earthquakes are occurring where hydraulic fracturing is not and when hydraulic fracturing is not occurring in those areas. So there are other oil and gas related technologies that may be responsible for some of them as well. But we can clearly say that hydraulic fracturing contributes a small portion to this recent increase. And another question or challenge with the why now question is these technologies, hydraulic fracturing and waste disposal in wells, have been occurring for about 60 years. So the why now question is a very good question.
Right. And just to remind people, hydraulic fracturing is forcing water underground to break up the shale that might be holding onto oil or gas. There are also wells that are drilled for, you know, all this water. So, I mean, it makes sense that this much disturbance in the ground might have repercussions. But as you said, you're looking for other answers as well. Because why? I mean, tell us more about Oklahoma and the sense of whether or not it should have earthquakes at all. It's considered pretty stable?
Oklahoma is considered fairly stable. It's in a continental interior. However, we have a higher earthquake hazard than many of the surrounding states within the mid-continent of the United States.
Yeah, so it's not as if it's unheard of, but this is a swarm, as I hear it's called, a swarm of earthquakes. Now, back to the fracking, because you know this is what everybody's talking about. There was a report from the U.S. Geological Survey that found that most of the new earthquakes did take place near some sort of active injection wells. These are the storage wells. There's a geophysicist, William Ellsworth. He was lead author, who wrote, "It's completely plausible that high water pressure used in this injection could nudge previously dormant faults out of their locked positions." But again, he's just using the word plausible. You know, a little more on your thoughts on this, because you're seeming to agree that some of it is fracking, but why isn't all of it?
Well, certainly we could be looking at triggered earthquakes from this injection. Well, one of the challenges is a lot of this injection occurs at very low injection pressures. The other thing here is that the earthquake rate change is occurring over a very large area, about 25,000 square kilometers. Most of the time, we see just these rare isolated incidences where we have earthquakes triggered by a deep water injection, generally at higher pressures than what we're looking at in Oklahoma.
In part, you're saying that with the fracking itself, injecting into the shale, you can see time and place when that's happening. But it's harder with the wells to really draw the line that a scientist would want to draw because there's so many of them and there's different kinds of injection.
Yeah, and they've been running for, and many times, decades. And yeah. So the big question is, why now if they are triggering? What is going on? What has changed in the subsurface?
What do you think it is?
We see some cases where there's a pretty clear link between fluid injection and the earthquakes. In other cases, it's a lot more tenuous. We may be looking at a combination of factors. We can tell that sometimes very large rainfalls or changes in aquifer levels can cause earthquakes, just the natural changes that occur.
Yeah.
And so we could be looking at a combination of that combined with changes in the amount of wastewater that's disposed of and maybe natural stress changes. There's all sorts of different options that we're looking at and things that may be occurring.
Does it change the conversation, the fact that people can actually feel this effect? I mean, fracking's also been a boom to the state, but might it make it a different conversation if, in fact, people start to get frightened because they're feeling this?
Well, it certainly has changed the conversation dramatically within the state already. But I want to be clear that fracking is a very small contributor to this. Most of the water that's disposed of in these disposal wells that are the more likely candidate for causing some of these earthquakes, that water is actually coming from the production of oil and gas. It's naturally occurring water that comes out as we produce the oil and gas. And so it makes it much more of a challenge to deal with this. We could treat and recycle all the water used from hydraulic fracturing. We can't do that from all the produced water that comes out with the oil and gas. So it changes the dynamic of this debate significantly if we want to continue oil and gas production here in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Austin Holland, research seismologist at the Oklahoma Geological Survey, speaking about this swarm of earthquakes that state has felt in the last few years. Austin, thank you.
You're welcome.